This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting the control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks. We've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The White House press secretary is out of that job, though Stephanie Grisham is not going very far. Grisham is now going to be First Lady Melania Trump's chief of staff. She worked for the First Lady previously, but never held a single televised news conference during her brief tenure as President Trump's chief spokesperson. With a new White House chief of staff aboard, a communications shakeup was said to be afoot. Former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows now running operations at the White House in that capacity, the fourth chief of staff in a little more than 3 years. Civil rights icon John Lewis is now endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in the Democratic presidential race. The Georgia congressman telling reporters this morning that Biden should pick a woman of color to be his running mate. Biden's resurgence in the Democratic race has been fueled by strong support from African-American voters and leaders. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
American Airlines now grounding most of its flights to the New York metro area beginning today. It will operate only 13 daily flights to LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark airports in total, at least through the 6th of May. American had more than 270 flights to those three airports at this time last year. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there is no truth to a rumor that COVID-19 victims may be buried or housed in city parks if morgues get too crowded. De Blasio telling New York One last night there would never be mass graves or mass internment in New York City.
If there was ever going to need to be a place for burial, it would be Hart Island, where burials are already done. There's really no reason for anyone to talk about this issue anymore. It's being addressed, but much more importantly, hopefully we never get near any of those eventualities.
De Blasio spoke after City Councilman Mark Levine had publicly raised the possibility yesterday that parks might be used for burials if the city's morgues did get overwhelmed, although he later did backtrack on his comments. And the NBA now says it will not decide before the 1st of May whether to resume its season or not. Commissioner Adam Silver saying late yesterday he has no better sense right now about when play can resume than he did when the league shut down last month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. And we've got the former think tank futurist, former roving editor of Reader's Digest, and author, the one and only Lowell Ponte, joins us now. Mr. Lowell, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill.
Hey, hanging in there. I mean, you're following state orders there in California, right?
Oh, sure. I'm in the state of Gavin Newsom,
mm-hmm.
which, God help us, you remember just a few days ago, he declared, this is an opportunity, this viral plague, for reimagining a progressive era as it pertains to capitalism.
Sounds like Clyburn, doesn't it, all over again? Clyburn and Clyburn, Pelosi?
Yeah. South Carolina's Senate Majority Whip, or Congressional Majority Whip, James Clyburn, who, by the way, has always been a very close friend of the Reverend Louis Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Notorious anti-Semite, and this is the man who, after all, brought back Joe Biden as a viable candidate. Clyburn said, this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. By the way, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has just appointed Clyburn to chair the new committee investigating Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Is he corrupt? Is he somehow profiting, for example, from this drug that he touts all the time? Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because hydrochloroquine, as a drug, has been around since 1935.
Right.
It was in wide use since 1945. It's been fully approved by the government since 1955. It is an ancient drug. It is no longer under patent. Anybody can make it generically. You know, if Big Pharma, that the left is always talking about as a demonic evil, if the big pharmaceutical industry really wanted profit, they would want these new drugs to deal with the coronavirus, new drugs
exactly.
that can be patented, that they can sell for a lot of money, not for $30 or less a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, this...
I mean, it's just absurd. You stop and think, and everything you're hearing from the left is just utter nonsense, but they plan to win by sheer repetition.
Maybe, Lowell, we ought to have a countdown like we do on Wall Street, just outside of Wall Street, where it talks about the indebtedness. You know, you see a big sign there in New York about the growing indebtedness, and the wheels are just spinning constantly. You know, $23 trillion and counting, you know, that our country is indebted now. Maybe we ought to have the same type of thing, but that is accounting for all the waste that Congress, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats have been spending in terms of the people's money, trying to impeach this president, you know, from the Russian collusion to the fiasco that they put us through with the Kavanaugh hearings. Then we had, you know, the Ukraine call. I mean, it's just been an endless deal. And then as if that's not enough, let's come up with something else. I mean, this is where the voters really need to get their act together and realize who they're sending, you know, to Washington, D.C. to represent we the people. And these wasteful, self-interested, you know, elites, how they have impinged upon our rights and have taken full advantage of the kindness and the goodwill of Main Street America to do what they're doing and wasting our money this way.
Well, the government budget is what? Less than $5 trillion. What have we seen in recent weeks? We have seen Nancy Pelosi create a $2.2 trillion monstrosity of spending, but at least it was important spending, Bill. Let's be fair. I mean, for example, for the money for the Kennedy Center,
yes,
$25 million in Washington, D.C., what could be more important than that since Nancy Pelosi's daughter sits on the board of the Kennedy Center?
Yes, exactly.
And we'll get part of that money.
And then they fire all the musicians on the hill.
But they did fire all the musicians, so therefore the important thing is simply transferring the money. It's not what the money is spent on. They can do away with what the Kennedy Center actually does, except distribute money. And that's the point of a lot of this. That's the point of a lot of what will now be done as urban development. Oh, yes, Nancy has another trillion-dollar plan rapidly coming down the line, all of which are being passed by putting a gun to the head of everybody listening to us right now and say, you give us this money for what Democrats want, or I'm going to blow the head off this person by letting him die of coronavirus. And by the way, there are those who say this is a Democrat-oriented disease. And what they mean by that is it's killing more men than women. It's killing more old people than young people. You notice this fits into the demographic of who is a Republican and being more gentler on who is a Democrat. 30% of people under age 34 are now basically lost to their jobs. I mean, they had a hard time getting them to start with, but the millennials and younger, 30% nearly have lost their jobs now already. We see 30% of mortgages potentially defaulting in the near future. We see 50% of the nation's gross domestic product going away potentially. I mean, this is serious. You have to understand 70% of total gross domestic product is from spending. Mm-hmm. It's from people going to the shopping mall and at the shopping mall paying for things, buying things. Well, you've just been told, don't go to the... I mean, this is interesting. In World War II, we mobilized to fight a war by everybody becoming more involved. Women go to the factory and work and so on. Mm-hmm. People were making things. People were getting together. In this mobilization, everybody is to be isolated. Everybody is to be alone. Nobody is supposed to shop anymore. Nobody is supposed to go to a job anymore unless it's an essential job. And that, of course, also has a heavy political edge to it. For example, gun stores forbidden, closed in many liberal states. Churches closed in many liberal states, where they basically hate religion anyway. Mm-hmm. But what stays open? Oh, as essential services, liquor stores stay open.
Right.
Marijuana stores stay open. That's okay. It's just things that actually have a constitutional right, like the First Amendment freedom of religion or the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, that you're not allowed to practice. Forgive the dry, deadly cough.
Nothing serious.
No, I'm okay.
Yes.
You have a very dry frog in my throat. In any event,
okay.
On the one hand, they've decided to let criminals out of prison in many liberal states. But at the same time, they're telling you, you cannot now go buy a gun to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and they're telling police, don't enforce trivial laws anymore. In Philadelphia, trivial laws may mean if you're beaten by a thug, they will not arrest the thug.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give him a ticket to appear at a later time at a court hearing.
But if you violated social distancing, you're going to get ticketed, and depending on what happens, you could end up in jail.
That's what the senator, as Senator Ted Cruz found out.
Right. I mean, here it is. Well, you know, the thing is, when you let out all the true felons, you have room to keep, you know, to put in the misdemeanors, right?
Apparently so.
We're
all prisoners now.
We love the logic. I mean, this is the dangerous part, and we've been talking about this, Lowell. This is why I wanted to have you on, because we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks, is that, when Clyburn and Pelosi and, let's go back to Rahm Emanuel, let any good crisis go to waste. I mean, they're taking full bore advantage and doing everything they can to breathe life into a bigger government. That's the vision that they have. More from Lowell Ponte on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You are life, every breath.
country and loving God's people. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here as we come to you independently, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Lowell Ponte continues with us. Lowell has written a provocative series, and we're going to be talking more about part 3 in a time of plague, an even bigger war. And as he had mentioned earlier, the opportunity for progressives to really gain ground here on the heels of our fears, and especially when they can open up the treasury. They bring the money baggers to come in and just take as much and pilfer as much as they can out of our treasury, Lowell Ponte. And Nancy Pelosi made herself well-known and visible in front of God and everybody with that $2.2 trillion. And, of course, she says, oh, but there's more. I've got another vision for another $1 trillion worth of the people's money, and the Fed's printing money. We're quantitative easing. I mean, this is a full stop that, again, we're reminded that there's no such thing as a free lunch, is there?
No such thing as a free lunch, but this is much worse than just money, Bill. Nancy Pelosi's bill also contained, and has partly been enacted now, changes in the election laws. For example, in California in 2018, the very reason she's there is because a number of California congressmen were pushed out of their seats by a thing called ballot harvesting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That had been implemented by the Democratic Party. In ballot harvesting, they send up to 5 blank mail-in ballots to every household that they think by surname might vote Democratic. And then, a few days before the election, a knock comes on their door. Mr. Hernandez, I'm here for your ballots. Oh, but, senor, I am not even a citizen. I did not know there were going to be, I was to fill these out. Why, I have not even done any. That's okay, Mr. Hernandez. Just give me the blank ballots. I'll see that they're delivered. I'll see that they're properly filled out. Oh, okay, senor. Nancy Pelosi put in that law, and is going to put in every future spending measure she tries to ram through. And, by the way, remember the old adage about liberalism. They break your leg, and then they offer you a crutch.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to be grateful. Mm-hmm. That is what is being done now. They take away your job. They take away capitalism. They take away the success of the economy. They take away your prosperity. And then, with your broken leg, they offer you the crutch of government spending. And that government spending is going to become essential to keeping you afloat if you're, for example, one of these people under 30 who's having a very difficult time right now. A third of them are unemployed already in the country. And under those circumstances, to push through by that kind of force and threat and intimidation, a ballot change that allows the Democrats to impose ballot harvesting, not just in California, but nationwide. That's what Nancy Pelosi had the chutzpah to try to do, to make it possible for Democrats to steal elections all across the country by that method. That is what we're looking at. We're looking at the end of democracy.
Right.
We're looking at the end of a process where you can vote Democrats out if you don't like them. No, you'll never be able to vote Democrats out again once they implement these things.
Exactly.
Because they control who does the ballot counting, which ballots are valid. They did ram through, in that measure, a provision for same-day voter registration, meaning someone can walk into the polling place. They are not required to show any ID whatever. They are to be registered and allowed to vote immediately.
Did they accept that?
Go in under 20 different names to 20
right.
different polling places in one day
yeah.
and vote 20 times.
And cross over state lines, which they've been notorious for doing already anyway. Did that go through? I thought that was omitted.
That provision went through.
Oh, it did.
She was delayed on outright ballot harvesting. But that'll just be next.
Yes, exactly.
And by the way, the Republicans are not at all innocent here. Republicans have implemented this policy, as they boast about in the Wall Street Journal, of buying part of companies or taking part of companies as collateral in exchange for these loans that never need to be repaid. And so they're doing this with major airlines, other major corporations in the country. You are, in effect, seeing a government private partnership created in our capitalist society. And, of course, in those partnerships, government always winds up as the senior partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's being done by Trump people and many Republicans on the other side. So you're seeing a very ugly situation coming from this. You're seeing a two-front war, a war against a virus that may well have been made in a Chinese lab. Mm-hmm. Remember, the Chinese had that wet market where people ate wild animals, and only 900 feet away, only the length of three football fields, is this giant germ warfare laboratory that China has developed. Now, this may have gotten
that was developed in part in partnership with the French and the former French minister, health minister, whose husband built the facility.
Isn't it interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you
but
wonder.
Of course, to protect yourself against the virus is to gain the wisdom of how to use it more effectively as a weapon. And we're seeing something highly mutagenic. A, this virus may never go away. It may become annual like the flu or worse. Number two, it mutates, so we don't know what it may turn into. We've already had many documented cases, dozens and dozens of them, where people are declared cured of the coronavirus, only to have it come back in them and become infectious or dangerous again. And, of course, that's not the only virus. There is a whole, in fact, I can name, well, I won't bother doing it here, but I could name the next two viruses that will be coming at us. One of them, the last time there was a minor pandemic of it, it affects mainly animals and is very hard to transmit to humans. But if it gets to humans, it has a 40% kill rate. All that needs is a little genetic tampering to make it infectious to humans. And you have a real disaster on your hands. It's much deadlier than the coronavirus we're now facing. So in other words, these could be coming one after another, but in any event...
And of course, we're going to have the flu. We're going to have the flu as an annual event, and we've got two strains of flu right now. We got flu A and flu B in the mix right now.
9,000 or more a year that we just take for granted. The death rate from this is tiny compared to that so far. In any event, Jonathan Grad from the Harvard School of Public Health is one of the planners of government policy. How long will this last? He says you'll be doing social distancing and control on the people for about 25% of the next 9 to 10 months.
Mm.
And what he means is this. They can't hold people in their houses under house arrest much longer. They're going to have to let them out soon, but they're going to have to let them out in a controlled way. So the idea is let them out a little. And then when they're out, the moment they're released, the disease rate will go up again. And that will be used as an excuse to pull them back in again, the way you pump your brakes when they're malfunctioning on a tricky road.
What's their ultimate objective here, Lowell?
What?
What's the ultimate objective here?
Depends on who you are. The Democrats are using the ultimate objective as gaining permanent power in the government. They're not far from it. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't even be there if they hadn't cheated in 2018. And they're planning to make that kind of cheating permanent. That's what they're trying to implement. They're also trying to make people dependent on government money. You know, we're going to pay you more for leaving your job than for staying there and getting paid what you'd be paid by your boss, who's not allowed to conduct much business anyway.
And so the ones that are productive, what happens to them? Basically, this is all modern-day slavery.
Pretty much. I mean, that's a fair way to put it. The thing is, in 1347, the Black Plague hit Europe, and it was considered to be a disaster. 30 to 60% of Europeans died. But within six generations, they'd had a baby boom. They had reestablished their population where it was before. And because feudalism, so many feudal lords had died in their castles, feudalism began to crumble. People were no longer serfs. They could go out, they could barter to get higher wages from other people. It changed the economy entirely. The problem is now, with this disease and the ones following it, we're going to be going back to serfdom.
Right. 15 seconds left,
Lowell. It's not going to liberate us. It's going to be enlightenment. It's going to take us away from the enlightenment.
Okay. Where can they go to be in touch with you?
Read me every Friday at WorldNet Daily, WND.com.
Lowell Ponte, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lowell. Be safe. Stay healthy, buddy.
God bless.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams urging Americans to keep following the 30-day White House guidelines to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says social distancing will be key to getting a control of it. But he also had some hopeful news in an appearance on this morning's NBC Today show.
I know that I helped America understand this was going to be a hard and a tough week, but I also wanted them to understand that we've had hard weeks. We've had hard times in our country before, and we've come together, and America is coming together to battle this disease, and we are starting to see progress.
An encouraging milestone reached in China, where the pandemic began, with no new coronavirus deaths reported yesterday on its mainland for the first time since January. This morning has seen a second straight day of strong early gains on Wall Street, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Dan Crenshaw joins us now, who served as a Navy SEAL for a decade, achieving the rank of lieutenant commander after being wounded in the Helmand province of Afghanistan in 2012. He lost his right eye, required surgery to save the vision in his left. He earned two Bronze Star medals, one with Valor, the Purple Heart, and the Navy Commandant Medal with Valor. I should say Navy Commendation Medal with Honor. With Valor, retiring from the military in 2016. Crenshaw earned a Master of Public Administration from Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government in 2017, was elected to the United States House of Representatives in November 2018, where he represents the 2nd Congressional District of Texas. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and congratulations on the book just released, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. If you know anything, I mean, as a Navy SEAL and all that you've gone through on behalf of our country, we honor you, Congressman, for fighting the good fight. And, you know, again, I just am reminded about, you know, the strength and power of fortitude and what that means. What does fortitude mean for you?
Well, it means the same as the technical definition. It's resilience to adversity and, you know, the ability to overcome. And this book is an instruction manual for that. I think a lot of people, they see my face on a book and they're like, okay, well, it's a politician, he's a SEAL, he wrote an autobiography. Mm-hmm. That's not what this book is. Obviously, my story is intertwined throughout it, so you will learn things you've never they never heard before about me. But fundamentally, this is a little bit more like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, mixed with Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership. So there's every chapter is a lesson in mental toughness. And because there's been plenty written on outrage culture, there's been plenty written on the coddling of American culture, this sort of microaggression obsession that we have, this obsession with being offended by everything, our need to mob people online and you know, make them pay for their transgressions. And I didn't want to write about just the problem. Again, better authors than me have dissected that in detail. This is a solution to it. This is how to overcome it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just outrage culture. You know, we're in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis, right. And I wrote this well before there was a COVID-19 crisis. But I could easily do a second edition on analyzing how we've reacted and how these lessons apply to today's issues.
In your book, what I drew out of it was something that happened stanchially. I was doing a presentation for a tea party here in Florida, and what I was able to discern and take away from President Trump is his consistency to stand in the truth, no matter what. And fortitude anchors you in that truth. Whatever that belief is, you're an immovable force, and that drives the non-sustainers nuts. The cancel culture and those that are, you know, hitting and running, you know, about our culture right now, they go crazy when they see that somebody knows that they know that no matter what, Dan Crenshaw believes in certain values and he holds to that, and he's going to keep on standing and sitting in that position. I see that the same with this president. I see it with others. And for me, this was a huge reminder and reinforcement of what I've been able to see more recently. And that is that if we sit and stand in the truth, we are an immovable force, are we not?
I think that's right. One thing I talk about in the book quite a bit is the essence of moral truth. You know, I go into some pretty deep discussions here. These aren't shallow lessons, you know, which you might hear from motivational speakers, like, and maybe your typical SEAL book of, like, if you want to be hard, just be harder. If you want to be strong, lift more weight, get up early. Like, that's all true. But I go into a much deeper discussion, and one point I do talk about absolute truth and the need to understand right and from wrong. And one of the problems our culture faces is we've redefined those things. We've redefined what is good and bad. And, you know, there's a reason as conservatives that we rely on a transcendent authority, God, to tell us what's right and wrong. Because our human mind is capable of imagining entire new orders of morality. And that's a really dangerous thing. And, like, we know what happens, actually, when that happens. It's the 20th century. It's the bloodiest century in human history, where the worst atrocities in the history of mankind were committed in the 20th century. Right. And that's what happens when you move away from God. And so I do talk about that quite a bit, and the need to feel shame. Right? There's an entire chapter on the right sense of shame and how we need to feel bad about things, even small things, if we are going to learn how to be better and to be stronger. And I mean small things. Like, did you put your shopping cart away, or did you leave it in a parking spot? Are you that guy who left the shopping cart in the parking spot? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's such a funny, like, small thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, it matters, because if you're willing to do that, like, what else are you willing to do? It's a slippery slope. And so this book is really about very much the small things on how to be a better, stronger person.
Right. Well, there was an admiral at a commencement speech, if you recall, not that long ago. He said the first thing you could do every day is just make your bed.
100%.
To your point. Right?
Yeah. And
just a little thing.
I reference him in this book as well. I mean, you know, what's interesting about being a SEAL is we learn all of this stuff, and we read about it in each other's books, and I'm like, I don't even need to read this. And I'll read Jocko's book, and I'm like, well, all of this seems painfully obvious. It doesn't, but what I realize is that other people have never heard this stuff. And so it's a real interesting journey and challenge to translate everything that we've learned into lessons that people can understand. Because in the SEAL teams, we don't necessarily articulate these lessons. There's not like a PowerPoint where we articulate all of these things. We just do it, and we learn it by fire. Mm-hmm. And then and those of us who write about it later have to kind of figure it out. We have to, like, do some soul searching and figure out what it is we're actually trying to teach.
Well, doesn't it come down to some common sense at the end of the day? And maybe 100%. That's why. I mean,
I say this throughout the book too. I'm like, you know, we need to rely on lessons that are old. You know, if people have been reading Marcus Aurelius for 2,000 years, there's a good chance that there's actually something to that. If people have been relying on the Bible for thousands of years, then there's a good chance that there's some actual wisdom in there. And so, I could distill some of the lessons in my book to lessons you intuitively should know. Mm-hmm. And for people who study psychology, this should strike them as true. I love psychology. I love the academic literature of psychology because it's often telling you what you already know. It's just putting it into smart people terms. And I think that's a really cool thing if you're into psychology. So
yes.
I reference a lot of psychological literature in here because what I find is your intuition is right, and it is backed up by the literature. It's backed up by history. It's backed up by the Bible. It's backed up by philosophy. Like there are real truths that we can live by, like personal accountability, personal responsibility being a good thing is a truth. Mm-hmm. And these kind of things are being upended in our modern kind of or our postmodern society, you know, and we've got to fight back against that. Like there's a reason, and this is a deeper reason for conservatism, you know, on a deeper cultural level. This is what I tell conservatives. You're right for a lot more reasons than just your tax policy.
Yes.
Okay. That tax policy actually comes from somewhere much, much deeper. And we have to be talking about our foundational beliefs in a much deeper way. And we've forgotten how to do that. That's the truth. We've forgotten how to do that as conservatives. We start rallying, you know, we rely on slogans instead of foundations.
Exactly.
And we have to be better than that. As conservatives, we have to be better than that.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is why this invalidation culture, this cancel culture that's been running, as a drive-by hit force and disqualifying everybody is hurting the process. But people with fortitude that know that they know and can hold on the truth and sit in the truth. It is so important these days because even like you say, from a psychological standpoint, when President Trump brought up the fact that, you know, marriages would be impacted, families would be impacted because of this coronavirus, that suicide rate would increase, all these, you know, social things that would be affected with people sheltering in place was not a good thing. It was interesting, you know, Congressman, is that I watched the faces of the mainstream media, and it was like crickets. I mean, they had no clue that this kind of virus could have this kind of biological effect on America.
Yeah, well, do you mean in the sense of the socioeconomic with the social distancing and everything? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's
devastating.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the congressman after this. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of...
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here in our conversation with Congressman Dan Crenshaw, United States Representative and former Navy SEAL. We're talking about his brand new book, Fortitude, America's Resilience in the Era of Outrage. And we were talking about the psychological impact that people staying at home would have. It was quite devastating. It's quite devastating. I mean, people are having a hard time with it. The president did, as I mentioned, say, look, we got to be careful because divorce rate's going to go up, suicide rate, all this, all these ramifications could come into play with a society doing something that is not natural. What's natural is for us to go out and work and be productive. And that was clearly demonstrated when the president was elected and he took the boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of productive people. And look what happened to the unemployment rate.
No, that's right. And we have to be talking about that balance. You know, here's the way I put it. We had to go into a tactical retreat. So this is a military term. Mm-hmm. We were confronted by this virus. It shot us off the target, and we had to retreat behind some piece of cover, get our wits about us, call in some air support, and figure it out. The thing is, we can't keep retreating. So the retreat now is basically this risk containment strategy of sheltering in place and shutting down our economy. It makes sense, but it has to be applied to a timeline, and we have to stick to that timeline. You can't just keep saying we're going to reevaluate.
Right.
You can't keep saying that. Like there are other public health consequences to what's happening with the economy, with suicides. There's a lot of this infuriates me. This broad notion that we can't do any other procedures in America, and medically speaking, while this is going on, is not a good. That's not a good policy. I'm becoming much more against this as I talk to my doctors here in Houston. They got 50% vacancy in these hospitals. We got nurses coming in doing nothing because we just don't have the near the number of cases in Houston that we do around the country. Mm-hmm. We're quite blessed, and it's good because maybe we got ahead of it early and we shut things down early, and so you know that's great.
Right,
but. People are putting off these really important procedures, and who are you to say what's optional and what isn't? You know, that becomes a very, that's a lot of gray area.
Right.
And a lot of doctors, small practices are going under because they can't make any money. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why can't we go to work? Why can't we go to work? So we've got to ramp up our testing rapidly. Look, we paused the economy, but we have to explain to people why we did it. We did it to allow our public health system to catch up to the problem, to allow our supply chain to catch up to the problem. And that is rapidly happening. All right, where we are behind in is testing. Is blood testing for antibodies. We need to ramp that up into the millions. Mm-hmm. There has to be industrial policy where we focus, laser focus on this, so that in 30 days, when the president says 30 days to slow the spread, fine. I'm with you, but we have to boldly say that's the end point. That's mm-hmm. the end point, and then we're going to actually come out of hiding and fight. And we're going to continue on with the mission, which is to live our lives, and we're going to fight the pandemic alongside it with all of the new knowledge and supplies that we've garnered in the meantime.
Congressman, you know, you say a timeline, but can't there be a regional perspective and consideration on this as well?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
It needs to be. I thank God the president is resisting that, and even Fauci, I think, he resists that notion. And the media is just obsessed with this because the left loves the idea of the president shutting things down. Even when it's Trump, they love the idea. Like, it's kind of mind-blowing to me. But they love this idea of centralized control. They're furious that in Wyoming they're just not shutting things down. It's like, dude, there's like 5 million people in Wyoming.
Right.
They're
already social distanced, right?
People are dealing with this differently.
Right.
Houston is the fourth largest city in America, mm-hmm. but it is nothing. As far as density goes, it is nothing like New York City, and it never will be. We don't ride subways here. Mm-hmm. We're not stuck in elevators crammed into every building we go into. Like, we have ways to live our lives and social distance, and I watch the numbers very carefully in Houston. There are, of course, new cases every day, but they're not exponentially increasing. In fact, today, since yesterday, we had less cases than we had the day before. And so, you know, again, that's only one day of data. We need to see a week or two. But we need to be carefully watching this and thinking, all right, let's start to move into risk mitigation strategies. We can still go to work, wear masks,
right.
don't touch
mm-hmm.
each other, stay in your offices, but, like, let's get some work done.
Exactly. And this is where, you know, in terms of the psychological impact, as we realized after the Obama years, I mean, look at the grief to happiness ratio that occurred, Congressman. Once President Obama had finished up his administration, his two cycles, and unemployment rates were just a disaster, Trump comes in, takes Regulation Nation's boot off the throat of Americans. They go back to work, and they're elated. They are happy again. This is what, you know, the positive ramifications that it will have on the psychology, and the president gets that. And and he may just have to be, you know, the lone voice in the desert, maybe you and me alongside yelling and screaming, this is what we need to do. But there needs to be, like all timelines, there needs to be something definitive, and just like he made the decision to stop those planes from coming in for China, and everybody disagreed. He had a lot of bounce back and resistance on that, but he said, no, this is the right thing to do. And even Dr. Fauci had to relent, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just did a podcast with a professor from Harvard. I haven't released the podcast yet. It'll be out tomorrow. But Harvard put together this long white paper on three different options, one being freeze in place, the second being this kind of mobilizing transition strategy, and the third being basically surrender, go back to normal, but, you know, let the pandemic kill people.
Right.
Now, they want the second one. They make a case for the second option, which is basically what I've been describing.
Exactly.
Listen,
right.
we take a tactical pause, and, you know, it's good that we're sheltering in place for a period of time. But now, I think in the Harvard study, they say it should be out until June. I'm not so sure about that. But it largely depends on our ability to ramp up testing and ramp up production of ventilators and PPE. And frankly, we've been ramping those things up rapidly. You know, at the minimum, we're creating 5,000 to 7,000 new ventilators a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a very good chance that we're going to be on top of that. And so there's a way to do this is the point. You know, it's going to take collective action, but it doesn't necessarily, it is not the case that we need to keep locking people down indefinitely. That's just not sustainable. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, the economic package that we passed was designed to sustain the economy for 8 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. It really can't go far beyond that, and we can't afford another $2 trillion package. We just can't.
I agree. No.
I mean, our bond markets, the dollar will be substituted. This is not the way to do things. So we have to start fighting this thing head on.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that we need to keep in mind, and I've been saying on this show, Congressman, that we the people, each individual, we're the first line of defense. If we're doing the right things and protecting ourselves, we will protect our neighbors, our families.
Right.
It goes from that point. It's just like you said earlier.
There's an element of personal responsibility here and duty. Chapter 7 in my book is called A Sense of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And what I talk about in that chapter is, because the chapter before that was a sense of shame. So I talk about what it feels like to do the wrong thing. And once you understand what the wrong thing is, you understand what the right thing is. So what's the wrong thing as it pertains to coronavirus? Well, the wrong thing is maybe going to spring break and saying, I don't care if I get the Rona.
Right.
Okay, that's the wrong thing. You should feel a sense of shame for that. The right thing to do is to do what we're doing now and do the small things correctly. And if we all live with that sense of duty, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to interact with this person, but I'm going to keep a much larger distance than I normally would. It's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable. I'll wear a mask so that if I happen to cough, or if they cough, we won't be near each other. I'm going to not touch anything. Right? There's ways to mitigate this. I'm going to make sure I wash my hands no matter what. I'm going to continue running my business, but I'm going to adapt it in a way where you can do it remotely or just change the way we do things. Maybe I'm going to go deliver food to seniors. There's
exactly.
So many ways that we can all come together and accomplish small missions that achieve the larger mission of getting America back on its feet.
Well, and you wrote about it in echoing JFK's powerful call to action.
Yeah. JFK, that's exactly right. And we are, why I was reminded of that? Because I saw AOC on her Instagram Live. What is the main message coming from progressives like her? It's always, ask what your government can do for you. They owe you. You are a victim and only the government can save you. Like, that's the message. And not only is that wrong, it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
It's disempowering. You are removing people's capacity to do anything for themselves. That is the worst thing you can do to somebody. So
exactly.
It's truly malevolent. Like, it's far from just being wrong, it's malevolent. And I mean that in a really deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we have to push back against that. Again, when I say, why are conservatives right? Conservatives are right because we understand these really timeless, important principles. And we have to explain that better. Like, personal responsibility and accountability and controlling your own destiny, that's a really important cultural foundation. It's only conservatives that actually stand up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk about why it's so important, because if you don't stand by that, you remove people's agency to deal with things themselves. And this is really one of those times where you have to be thinking, you should almost feel a sense of shame when you're like, you can't contribute. And you know what? Here's my belief. Most Americans feel that way. Most Americans are like this, this way that I am describing. Like, most people are at home thinking, I just want to contribute. I really want to contribute right now. I'm not sure how. But then they kind of figure it out and they'll find a way. I argue liberal, conservative, most people are like that. But the loudest people in the media and progressives like AOC are the opposite of that. And that's why I wrote this book, because they are so loud and they're controlling the cultural narrative, even though I do not believe Americans are actually that way.
Well, Congressman Dan Crenshaw has been our guest, United States Representative out of Texas, former Navy SEAL. The title of the new book, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. It is available in all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Congressman, an honor to have you on the show. Appreciate the time. You take care. God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get...